For about 5 years, Washtenaw County has used Public Act 88 from 1913 to levy a tax for economic development and promoting agriculture. The county commissioners have now increased the tax from 0.06 mils to 0.07 mils, or $7 per $100,000 of taxable value. County Commissioner Conan Smith says the increase follows planning for additional efforts to stimulate the economy.
The Office of Community Economic Development has been working for the past year with last year's dollars to develop a systemic economic development strategy that applies to the products and services of Washtenaw County. So what we're able to do with the dollars, the increased dollars this year, is actually fund the implementation of that strategy. So, yep, it's a little bit more money, but it's also a little better output from those dollars.
The entire tax, however, is now likely facing a legal challenge from Taxpayers United. Bill McMaster is the chair of the organization and was the campaign director for the 1978 Headley Tax Limitation Amendment. McMaster says the county is trying to collect nearly $1 million illegally.
They're not going to get the money because it's obvious that they are acting in an unconstitutional way. They're violating the constitutional rights of the people to vote on the tax increases.
County officials contend, however, that because the Public Act predates Headley, the millage is legal. County Commissioner Dan Smith cast the lone vote against the tax, saying he's not sure it's constitutional, and he also questions if the money is being spent legally. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.